It's enormous. It was an international bestseller in dozens of countries. It's a book that's very well read and loved. It was 20 years ago, and what's interesting is that some of the things in the novel came to be, which is really amazing. Other things were slightly outdated, so part of the challenge was making sure we stayed true to the things that we could while updating it very much with Frank Schätzing's approval and encouragement. He was very, very supportive of a lot of the ideas, particularly on the question of diversity. The novel was written at a time when there was much less representation of women and minorities in the sciences, and fortunately, 20 years later, the sciences are filled with students from much more diverse backgrounds. As always, what happens in adaptations, there are things that, decisions that we made, which we felt were necessary to get a 900-page novel down to 8 hours. And again, Frank was very supportive. As always, there'll be some things I think he preferred in the novel and wish we could have stuck to. But in the end, it was a very positive, collaborative experience. And I'm hoping the people who read and loved the novel will think it's a faithful adaptation. It was, I think, for a lot of people, it was their first time. And what I think takes everybody by surprise is how long everything takes. You have to be very, very careful when you're working around the water. And we were working both on the surface and under the water with actors with and without tanks. So the amount of planning, the amount of training, the amount of safety precautions, all of which ensures the safety and the quality of the material. But something that would normally take one day in terms of shooting could take 4 or 5 days in a tank. It's also incredibly warm and very humid, so it's very draining. So all in all, it went extremely well, but it was hard. It was hard for the crew, hard for the actors, but at the end, everybody really appreciated how carefully it had been put together and planned to ensure everybody's safety.